The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the program. This is Radio Memphis podcast, if you will. It's actually from Radioland, but it was really sort of inspired by Radio Memphis, of course, because, you know, hey, it's what we do, working out here on the web. I would say thanks for tuning in. Here's the thing about that. We're not really tuning into anything. Nobody's tuning into anything anymore because you don't tune anything except maybe a guitar or a piano. Because that's the stid. You click and there it is. Isn't it funny how that works? It's an old habit from broadcasters like myself where you just say, hey, thanks for tuning in. Dial us up, babe. I'm guilty of that. I know in previous episodes I've said I'm going to try and break myself of that habit. We'll see how that goes. Me and habits, we have our troubles. I think with everybody it's sort of the same thing. Well, I'm just going to get in the habit of not saying that anymore or doing this, or I'm going to try and break myself of such things. And it happens, you know, it's just the way it goes. But yeah, we don't tune in to anything. I mean, one of the places that you can find this program, this podcast and the radio station is on an app called TuneIn. I get it. It's, you know, it's a holdover. Some of the things about this industry will always maintain that, you know, that tune in. We've got something for you. Be sure and dial us in. Tell everybody you know. You know, you do that kind of thing because you're trying to get more listeners. That's really the bottom line. And we all drive the web. I don't know if you knew that or not, but we all steer the internet. We steer it with our index fingers. We tap this. I say that. Those of you who don't have index fingers, first of all, my apologies for losing your digit. So you tap it with something. But by and large, for people, we touch things on our screens, whether it's a mobile phone or a tablet or a mouse. We tap it, click it, push it. We steer the web with our finger. You know, the keyboard is becoming a little more ubiquitous. It's just there. It's there for, you know, for the dashing off of a quick email, perhaps, or working on a project on a word processor. Or if you're a coder building websites, keyboard is there. You got to have it. But for our casual time, for our research, for our reading, for the goofy shit that we get ourselves into, we steer it all with our finger. And did you know that finger is worth a lot of money to a lot of people? It really is, because that's what drives the web. It's clicks. It's look at how many times people have put their finger on me. That's kind of sick when you think of it that way, but that's what it boils down to. And that thus leads to this whole thing about clickbait. Are you familiar with the term clickbait? You may have seen it. You may have heard of it. You may know exactly what I'm talking about. Clickbait is stuff that you see, whether it's within a story you might read on a website, or at the bottom of the story. You might also be interested in this. And there's a list of things that really mean nothing to what you're clicking on. It's driving the web. It's driving the click, because that's what it all comes down to. It's what we're clicking on. And eventually, of course, I think all that's going away. The mouse is not much long left in the world, I believe, unfortunately. Well, with touch screens, that's certainly the thing. Everybody's using that as it is. If you have a smartphone, that's what you're doing. You're touching. There's no mouse. You're touching what you want to see, which is really kind of weird if you think about it. Kind of kinky, kind of, really. So, at any rate, I just had a moment there. So clickbait, yes, this is a new phenomenon. Not really new. It's been around for a while, but it's funny how it has become more and more in your face, and it's so obvious. It used to be in broadcasting, it was always sort of subtle. If you wanted somebody to do something, it was in a almost in a subtle way in some aspects or another. The call to action is what they really call that. If you see something on your television that interests you, you are urged to call a phone number. But act now, and we'll throw in blah, 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 blah. With the web, since everything is so immediate and on the nose, the lifespan of certain bits of content is actually quite short. It's quite small, so they have to get you to click now. You might like this. Click on this because we find it amusing to you. They think they know you by telling you that. And what's really amusing to me is, and I think a lot of you, I'm going to assume that you are smart people. Those of you who subscribe to this podcast, who have listened to it on a regular basis, are smart people. I'm not saying that to kiss your ass. I'm just telling you that over the course of the year or so we've been doing this show, the whole point is that you are smart people. And yes, I do like to discuss social commentary or get into social commentary. I like to get into seeing what's going on out there. Let's get in there and let's see what's happening. Let's see what these people are thinking. Why are they doing this? Why are they saying this? Why are they making you want to click this? One of the more obvious ways that this happens, of course, was the, I can't think of the site that was actually doing it, but they were just almost pathetic to it. And it was, and people were buying into it. That's what was really kind of messed up. And they were trying to create viral posts. They were trying to create something that would go viral. They were trying to get something that would be shared and pushed and shoved into everybody's face because they wanted you to see that for whatever reason. A lot of it had to do with the fact that you would go to, let's say a post was made, and I'll get to what was written in the post, but the content would be something to the effect of, take a look at this. And then when you got to that, you know, that link off of whatever social media, let's just assume Facebook, you saw it on Facebook, you click and it takes you to another page onto the web, away from Facebook, which is fine. And it would be like a list, okay, let's say 15 things. And each one of those items on that list would be another page. So what they were doing then was getting you to click next, click next, click next. It got to be a rhythm. And well, the reason why they were doing that, of course, is that they were on each individual of those pages, there would be a whole bunch of other ads that you were being exposed to. That's the whole point of that. That's why this goes back to the content or the copy of the post, which I always thought was amusing, would be like, 17 things people do on Easter. We just had Easter, so it's coming to mind. 17 things people do on Easter. Number 7 will blow you away. Of course, you get into it, and it's stupid. It's not funny. Okay, yeah, people hide Easter eggs. We've been doing that for generations, for God's sake. Oh, there's a rabbit involved. There's a bunny. There's Jesus. There's Jesus holding a bunny. There's a bunny in Jesus' lap. Whatever you want to do. It's all that is clickbait. It's there to, you're assuming that the next time you click next is actually going to give you something that you really want. Well, here's the thing, folks. When you go to your social media and you see a post, let's say in this particular case, it's video. All right, it's the engine of the web these days. People, you got to have some video. And what they do is they'll say things like, "This is the funniest thing you will ever see. Go to the bathroom before you watch this video." I have seen that so many damn times. They're telling me how funny this is going to be. This is so funny, by God, this is hilarious. I laughed out loud with my grandma for hours. And you click it because you need a laugh. Everybody does. And the content is something incredibly stupid. Now, here's what's happening now. People are catching on to that. If you click on the video and it takes more than 3 seconds to load, think about that. If it takes more than 3 seconds to load on your player, people will back out of it. Isn't that something? Because we're inundated with it. We see so much of it. I can move on to the next thing. We consume so much content. We're like a very destructive form of bugs. We come onto the web and we're just give me more, more, more boobies, more, more, more. You know, that's what it is. So our patience cannot be tested. That's the bottom line. You cannot sit there and go, well, wait for it. That's the other big deal. I love that line. Wait for it. It's happening. Wait for it. A cat goes into the kitchen cabinets. Wait for it. Oh, my goodness. He came out of the drawer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was hilarious. It's a cat. That's what he's done. That's what cats do. They're messed up. We are so consumed by it. Isn't it funny? You know? You got to look at this. You're going to laugh so hard. Oh, my God, I can't believe. And then they do this. You know, a man is walking down the street. He comes across a neighbor's house. What happens next will blow you away. Oh, shut up. It doesn't blow anybody away. It's stupid, pointless content. The worst, the absolute worst of all of this is when somebody thinks that it's okay to take somebody else's content and post it as their own. That would be called stealing. Because we're a thieving bunch of people. Every one of you people, we're all guilty of it. For God's sake, we steal shit left and fucking right around here. And that's what happens. The most blatant of which is, I saw a neighbor do this one time. But they make it sound like they recorded it themselves. And you go and you look at the damn video, and at the very bottom right, it says AFV. You know what that stands for? America's Funniest Videos. You took something that wasn't yours, tried to make other people think that it was yours, and only that, you took it from a television show. That's stupid. It's a ridiculous, stupid television show, because what they call America's Funniest Videos, well, by God, there better be some funny shit in there. I've seen the show. I've seen it a few times. And there's some stuff, yeah, it makes me kind of chuckle and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's cute. It's whatever. It's a waste of my time. I've got nothing else to do for the next half hour. I'll watch this bullshit. And by the way, the one that wins the episode is never the one that I pick. I must have a fucked up sense of humor, which is fine. And the show was all family. It's all, you know, which is great when they had Bob Saget hosting it, which I thought was hilarious. Tom Bergeron, I think, does it now. Any rate, don't do that. Don't take your stuff from somebody else. God, I see that so much. And there are so many... They're content generator websites. They're aggregate sites. That's what the word I was looking for. They call it an aggregate site where they take a bunch of things and they put them all together, and then they post it on social media, and they're getting you to click on it, so it goes to their website. That's all well and good. Hey, Radio Memphis does the same damn thing. This podcast, you may have found it by going through social media, seeing one of us talk about it on the Facebooks, Twitter, whatever. However you get this, and then it leads you back to the radio station, radio-memphis.com. Of course, I'm trying to generate people, trying to generate likes. That's what you do, not likes. I'm trying to generate hits, clicks, because, as I mentioned at the top of the program, the web is driven by what? Your penis. Or your finger, whatever you want. Those of you who maybe sans penis may have to drive it with your finger. Whatever it works. It's still the same thing. It's this weird masturbatory thing that happens because of our egos needing to be stroked. And by virtue of that, content creators are trying to be, I don't know, not so much creative as they are just like in your face about it. That you've got to look at this. You know, I think we can lay the blame of this phenomena squarely at the feet of Facebook and the Zuckerberg bunch, because that's exactly what they've done with the whole like this, post this so people can like it. They actually encourage that. And then they've turned around and they said, hey, you know what? Those likes aren't worth shit. And they're right. A like means nothing. It means nothing, because there were so many companies, there still are. There's a lot of companies out there that for a fee will show that your page has X number of extra likes. You know, that's called buying a like. I have seen it time and time again, and what's really fascinating to me about it is it's so obvious. I can tell. Okay, so you got 100,000 likes. What's your engagement? That's what I really want to know. And that's what advertisers want to know. That's what people in the know want to know. What's your engagement? How many of those 100,000 like your other things that you're posting? How many of those people have shared what you've created? I use the word creation in quotes because somebody is doing it. It's not a vast number. Yes, you do see some great, cool things on the web. And you go, oh, that's really neat. These guys are doing blah, blah. You know, they've done something with a snowmobile I never thought of. And that's kind of cool, all right? So you're sort of amused by this. Because somebody had to do it. You're seeing it. Camera trickery aside, yeah, there's some things that are going on. And people do some fascinating things. It's great. But to pass that off as your own business is not cool. It really isn't. And we have not, this is kind of weird. Those of us at the station have not really delved into that as of yet. Now, that's coming. Because we've been trying to be very careful about orchestrating this sort of thing. We want to generate our own content. This podcast is a prime example of it. Nothing here is getting ripped off by any means. Yes, I have borrowed a style. Everybody does. I mean, there's no trademark for that. I mean, it's like, you know, here's an open with some music and it's a, hey, how you doing? And then you got to fill the time and then you get to the tease and the bumper if you're doing that sort of thing. And then a close and say goodnight, everybody. That's how that works. It's not a trademark thing. That's just the way it works. Here's the bottom line. The middle part of the podcast, you know, called The Body, which is about 99% of the damn show. That stuff has to be original. It's not like I'm sitting here reading content to you. I wouldn't do that anyway, because it's just sort of pointless. I mean, we go through news and stuff in the mornings, the show that I do at Radio Memphis. When Kate and I sit down, we go through the world. We hash out, we solve the world's problems. We talk about, we commentate, if you will, if that's a word, I just made it up. We commentate on what's happening in the world, and we put our own spin on it, how we feel about certain things, whether it's an important news thing that affects you or one that doesn't. Most of the time, it's news that doesn't affect you. That's why we do it, because I can go and find out about ISIS anywhere on the planet, but you're not going to find too much about what's being said about some giant baby in Nairobi. It's just not going to happen. Oh, excuse me, I've got to go over to Facebook because somebody posted a picture of an elephant trying to get into a bathtub. No shit, that video actually does exist. It's cute as hell. But it's obvious that it was shot in, like, Thailand or Indonesia somewhere, and it wasn't happening in North Memphis. As the poster would have you believe, if you were that stupid. That's why I said early on that I think you people are smart. You people are smarter than that. You're not going to be swayed by that. We've all been fucked over by what has happened out there at one point. We've all been fooled by it. This is why Snopes exists. Snopes.com, if you're not familiar with that. Oh, am I kidding? You people are smart. You know about Snopes. Those that are new, that may not, I'll give you a quick refresher. Snopes is sort of an internet-based mythbuster. Let's look at it that way. When somebody says, hey, this happened, and they try and pass that off to you, usually with some political motivation, you go to Snopes to check it out, and the people over at Snopes, they vet it out, and they make sure that's what's true, what's not. This thing's been around for 10, 15 years. It's changed over the years. They give you a story, a little background, and they tell you if it's true or false. It's like the antiviral stuff that's on Gawker. It's the same thing. So here's what I have done. Somebody would post something that was obviously a fraud, and I would go to Snopes, I'd get the story, and then I would link that article on proving how wrong that story was back to that main post, and then the temerity of people, they go, well, man, you're crushing my groove. We can't have any fun. Oh, I get it. You're having fun by spreading misinformation. Isn't that right? That makes you what? A gossip. And somebody who can't be trusted. Look, we've got this. I've said this a million times and I'll say it again. We have the sum, collective total of knowledge of the human existence of civilization in the palm of our hands. But yet you got to post a picture of some political leader that may or may not be doing something really out of context. Because that's what it boils down to. And this has happened. I posted something about something that had been said because you know, I'd gone to Snopes and vetted it like they should have in the first place. And then it was, oh, well, you know, the people that run Snopes are, you know, they're politically motivated on the left side. You know, they don't care for anything that's, you know, Republican. You know, it's now all of a sudden you've made it a political thing. This has nothing to do with politics. You are finding, and this is the thing about the interweb. Boy, do I sound like a tool. And I probably do. The thing about the interwebs is that if you believe something or if you think a certain type of way, you can find any bit of statistical information that would back up what you're thinking. That's the whole point. But by God, if somebody points a finger at it and goes, no, that's not true, what you just posted was something that was completely out of context, then there's hell to pay. Because we all sample everything in life that I have seen and thanks to social media and the internet, we can see everything. Whether we like it or not, it's there. But that's just it. People, the human civilization, is very good at doing one thing, and that is taking their beliefs, their ideals, what they want to see happen, and they pick from a buffet of things to justify that, whether it's religion, whether it's politics, whether it's a comedian who says certain things that agree with you, or conversely, you pick from the internet, you pick from the Bible, you pick from the Quran, you pick from this, you pick from that, you pick from this to show how big of an ass everybody else is. Because that's what we do as people. Don't we? We pick from a civilization. We pick from a buffet to prove our point of civilization. Wow, ain't that guy full of shit? They didn't like that guy anyway. But he, by God, he's full of shit anyway, no matter what he says or does. And here's proof. Here's the link. It's on my Facebook page. And that's what kind of is it aggravating. Not nearly as aggravating as having your shit stolen, because that happens a lot. Lord have mercy, when I built Radio Memphis, I never thought I would be working for like 9 other radio stations, but that's happened. And that's fine. I should be flattered, and I guess part of me is flattered by it, whatever. Oh, I can hear it now. Because here's the thing. There's somebody who probably just heard that statement that I just made, me accusing other people of stealing everything that I have done, which has happened, mind you. And there's going to be some waterhead sitting back there going, some thief that has, you know, victimized me. And they'll sit there and go, well, don't flatter yourself, Rick. You're not that special. Look, dude, I am pretty fucking special. If how come that I did this and then 6 months later you're doing the same fucking thing after you told me before you would never do it? What is it with people? Do I seem worked up? Yeah, probably. I'm fine. I'm not going to blow a gasket by any means. But it is something that we all need to be aware of, something to consider if you're going to play in the waters of social media and you want to contribute, and you should want to contribute. You should want to be a part of what's going on out there, no matter who you are. You find something that is amusing or entertaining or educational, present it as such. I saw this. I don't know how true it is. Or do the research yourself, like I said. Sum total of all human existence knowledge is available in the palm of your hand. Look it up. It's there. Check it out yourself before you post it. That way you look smarter. See? But I know that you people who listen to this are already smart enough to understand that. That's the beauty of it. You're already smart folk. You don't need me to tell you that. So you could probably delete the rest of this podcast. Or hey, do this. This would be fun. Do this. If you're going to share this episode, say Rick goes on a terror, a rant, or whatever the hell he does here, whatever it is I'm doing, like I'm third person. What he says 22 minutes into it will blow your mind. I haven't blown anybody's mind. Are you kidding me? I've surprised a few people. I've upset a few other people. That happens. But that's just me being a person, an outspoken person with a microphone in front of me who doesn't use nicknames. Imagine that. I don't use an alias when I'm... Hell, I just started a Reddit account. I've been reading Reddit for a while now, and I thought, you know, I should probably, like, you know, log in and customize the thing. So I created a user account. And, you know what my username is on Reddit? Rick Cheddar. Yeah. How obvious could that be? I'm not going to be, you know, two poops laying in the sand, whatever they call you. Whatever nickname you want to get, a handle. I mean, God, we had handles back in the 70s. Remember the CB craze? Those of you who are old enough to understand that, the Citizens Band thing. Oh, my God, you couldn't use your real name because, you know, you could get in trouble. Somebody could show up at your house. You could have an angry truck driver up in your business. That was what that was about. So you had to have a handle. I don't even remember what mine was. But, yeah, we played around with that kind of stuff. And people had clever little nicknames for the, you know, whatever the case may be. And it hasn't changed. That part really hasn't changed, minus the fact that if you are on most social media, you have to, Facebook, you pretty much have to use your name. Now, you can use derivatives of it, and, yeah, you can create fan pages under, like, the name of a band or something like that, but no one's going to call you Two Poops Lying in the Sand with a straight face. They're going to know who you are. This is just it. That's social media. The act of being social, for whatever reason that there might be, you need to do that. So, you know, if there's a problem, if you say something that I find on social media, if you said something that is patently wrong, and you're doing it to, if you're posting this shit just to scare people, I'm going to call you on it. I really am. It's not so much the lying and the misunderstanding. That usually is what it is. They don't intentionally mean to send out some hokey thing that's obviously fake. It's like, remember there was the video of the airplane, the stunt plane that lost a wing, and the guy lands the plane without the wing? You know, you do realize that did not happen. That was fake. That was done with a remote control toy plane. But it was put into the perspective of the way that made it look like it was the real thing, because the toy plane was an identical copy of the big plane. And the big plane, if you'll notice in that video, after it's landed, there's a shadow where the wing was supposed to be. Open your eyes, folks. Don't be fooled by this crap. Yes, there are strange things that occur in nature. The photograph of the woodpecker with the lemming on its back, remember that a few weeks back? It was a big deal. And the guy that took that picture was talking about it. He got lucky with that shot, which obviously it was. As it turns out, people were quickly to accuse him. They were quick to accuse him of faking the thing, which seems sort of pointless why you would fake something like that. But then again, you look across the web and there's a shitload of stuff that's been faked for whatever reason. As it turns out, he caught with his camera a very rare thing that does, in fact, occur. The lemming, if you'll look very carefully at that picture, has his teeth firmly embedded into the neck of the woodpecker, because the lemming, despite what Disney may have told you, is a rather vicious little bastard. He may have killed that woodpecker and ate him. I don't know. He dropped onto his back, and away they went. And the guy got lucky and got a shot of a lifetime. It's a big deal. So, yeah, that what seemed so implausible was, in fact, real. And then there's the other way around. There's things that seem so real that are really not. And we're all fooled by it, because we all sit there at the bar or around the dinner table or at the coffee pot or the water cooler and go, God, did you see that? Wasn't that amazing? And then there's some, you know, bastard like me that walks up and goes, nah, it's not true. Here, check it out. I'll email you the link that proves it. We're a gullible breed. We're panicky monsters. We don't understand everything that we read about. But by God, if we see it in front of our fairy faces, then we believe it to be the truth. Which is fascinating to me, because we all go see the movie The Avengers or Star Wars or some science fiction thing, and we know it's not true. But we saw a cat riding a vacuum cleaner. and we questioned it. And you know what? It was true.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
It's the old saying of stop making stupid people famous. And I'm talking outside of their occupations, like guys like Tom Hanks. He's not, apparently he's a very smart guy because you never hear about anything dumb the guy's done, you know. But we're real quick to jump on the fact that somebody else has done something incredibly stupid. Or beyond that, we feel that what they are doing is incredibly stupid. How dare they, this person does this or does that. That's a really kind of a boneheaded thing. You know, that's all well and good. Think what you will about that. But the point being, I finally have come to the conclusion that I'm probably too smart to ever be famous.
Well, you know, they shouldn't do this. They shouldn't say things like that. We should be against this.
Fine, be against it. But what are you doing about it? Just voicing your opinion? I'm against it. Great. You know what? I'm against a lot of shit that I see out there.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Player.fm, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also listen online and download past episodes at radio-memphis.com.
Of course, all that talk had really kind of spawned the whole thing about, hey, it's on the internet. It must be true. And of course, we all know better. I'm just making a stab here in the dark. I'm talking out loud as I do. I'm going to throw a number out there and it may stick. But I would think that approximately 20 to 30% of what you read on the web is true. I think the rest of it's complete bullshit. I mean, especially in social media, and it's got to be that. You know, I mean, people give Wikipedia a bad rap, but their moderators have heard that, and they do a pretty good job of trying to make sure all of that information is as true as it can be, you know. Of course, yeah, you've got idiots that go out there and they try and post some really weird shit on there, and they have a lot of, the moderators, the editors of Wikipedia do their best to keep their fingers in it to make sure that they don't say something like Maude Adams was a lesbian. I just made that statement up. It's not true. Don't spread that around. As far as I know, it wasn't. Yet she was a Marine. And if I told you that, you probably wouldn't, not Maude Adams, B. Arthur. Maude Adams was a Bond girl. Where the fuck did that come from? B. Arthur was in the Marines. That's a fact. Maude Adams may be a lesbian. I don't know. She was in two Bond films, so maybe. And I think she's still alive. And she could be a lesbian. Who knows? Maybe on the weekends. It doesn't really matter. B. Arthur? No. I don't know. There again. But it was a fact that she was in the U.S. military. She was a Marine. She wore Marine boots. I don't know. Go look it up. I don't know. Hey, it's on the web. So is this. You've heard it. It's got to be true. Everything that comes out of my mouth is now gospel. Is it? No. You are free to say, Rick, you're full of shit. And I'll tell you, if you're right or wrong. That's the bottom line there. All right, kids, I got a mosey on here. It's been great as usual. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for enjoying this. Hopefully you do. And thank you for sharing it. That's the best way to kind of help me out if you want to. Spread it around. Tell some folks about this program if you'd like to. It's a bit of a time waster for everybody involved. That's the beauty of it. Yeah, maybe there's something in here that may have spawned something or triggered something in your head to make you want to research something else or do something. I don't know. That's not my goal. My goal is to sort of entertain you. That's kind of the bottom line here, and hopefully we've done that, done a decent job for you there. So there you go. Thank you so much for being a part of it. You can find us in all sorts of places. If you have a smartphone, which most of you have, because you're smart people, if you have an iPhone or anything from Apple, you can find us on iTunes. You can subscribe directly through there. If you are one of those that carry an Android or a Windows-type phone, you can also find us in various other places, like the places where Android yeah, I sound like an idiot. No, you can go to TuneIn and listen to us from the app there. You can also download it from a couple of other places to put onto your phone and subscribe to it via an RSS feed. If you're not familiar with that, it's pretty cool the way it works. You can subscribe to it, and every time there's an update to that particular page, boom, it's there. RickCheddar.blogspot.com is one such page where you can subscribe to it. And here's the cool thing. You can subscribe the RSS through your phone or through a desktop computer, you know, the one at home, or your laptop. or your tablet or whatever you have. So there's a ton of ways to do it. Find us at radio-memphis.com. Look for the podcast from Radio Land. Tell somebody about it. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radio Land.
Proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more audio on demand, go to radio-memphis.com.